Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is the 844th daf in Shas, but it's not just another daf, it is the beginning of Seder Nashim. Baruch Hashem, we've been zocha to cover Seder Moed. We are going to beginning the Masechta that has the reputation of being one of the hardest Masechtos in Shas, and no question, this coming year we have our work cut out for us, Maseches Yevamos, Ksubis, and Nedarim. Maseches Yevamos is not an easy Masechta. It deals with the mitzvah of Yibum, which we'll outline in a moment. No question, if a person takes a look at all the diagrams in Maseches Yevamos, it can be daunting. However, one piece of chizuk and a note on our style, Be'ezer Hashem, for the shiurim on Yevamos. Number one is that despite the fact that Yevamos is no question a very difficult Masechta, both in terms of its concepts as well as complicated situations that exist in Yibum, hence the charts, which we will be using the Oz V'Hadar charts. We'll be using the Oz V'Hadar Gemara, the diagrams that are found in the Hod V'Hadar as well as the Oz V'Hadar. One piece of encouragement is to realize that even though Yevamos is extremely difficult, the amount of words on every daf is much smaller than we had at the end of Moed. Much, much smaller. And therefore, for that reason, the daf might have a tremendous amount of both complicated concepts as well as complicated cases. At the same time, though, the actual Gemara is less because there's much more Rashi and Tosos. Considering that the cases in the Gemara are difficult and that there aren't too many words on the daf, what we will, in Mirtze Hashem, try to do, we'll see if this lasts in all of Yevamos, is we will learn the Gemara, Mishnah Gemara, with Rashi. In other words, we will, bli neder, be trying to do all of the Rashis inside, because Rashi really spells out so much of what is going on. It's hard to imagine Maseches Yevamos without Rashi. Although you have Bava Basra from Cheskes Abatim on without Rashi, and Psachim at the end without Rashi, Maseches Yevamos is deeply, deeply enhanced, like every Masechta, but particularly just in terms of understanding what's going on with the Rashi. With those two points in mind, the diagrams, the Hod V'Hodar and the Masifta edition of diagrams, as well as we will be doing the Rashi, as well as an encouragement, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we've already got one quarter of Shas under our belts doing Seder Moed and Brachos, we now, Be'ezer Hashem, begin this auspicious moment of starting Maseches Yevamos. We're beginning this Erev Sukkos, Tav Shin Ayin Hey, and there's be some noise in the background. Baruch Hashem, we're building another sukkah, and we'll be hearing some drilling in the background. That's the hazards, I say in a positive sense, of the Yom Tov. Okay, so let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Chamesh Asrei Noshim Potros Tzarosehen Vitzaros Tzarosehen. We said we would talk about the mitzvah d'oraisa that appears in Parshas Kiseitse, the mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah Kedoshah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtav, umeis echel mehem, chaf hei hei in devarim, uven ein loy, loysia isha hameis hachutzel ishzar, yevamo yavo aleu lekachalo leisha v'yibma. So if we have a case in which Reuven dies without children, there is a mitzvah for his brother Shimon to do Yibum, and that is to marry his wife, Reuven's wife, despite the fact that normally Eshes Achiv, one's brother's wife, is an Isra of Erva. But we will see in the Gemara different reasons how Chazal were Matir allowed the brother Shimon to marry his brother Reuven's wife based on the rules of Torah itself, which we will discuss on Daf Daled, Daf Hei, and Daf Vav. Now, our Mishnah is introducing us to the concept of a tzara. Our Mishnah tells us the following. What happens, one of the wives of the deceased, in the Hod V'Hadar edition, we're going to take a look at diagram Daled, and that is a case in which Shimon is the deceased, and Shimon is married to a woman who is one of the list of 15 women who are Asur, are an Erva to Reuven. So what's the halacha in regards to Reuven now doing Yibum? The halacha is straightforward. And that is the only mitzvah that Yibum creates a phenomenon in which you could marry an Isur, that Reuven can marry an Isur, is in a case in which the Isur was the Isur of Eshes Achiv, which is every case of Yibum. However, if there are other Isurim, for example, let's go on in the Mishnah. These women are exempt. We'll spell out a little bit more. Min achalitza, min ayibum ad sof ha'olam. We'll spell out what those words mean shortly. Ve'eluhain, let's see an example. Bito, his daughter. Let's say there is a case in which Sarah, the wife of Shimon, is the daughter of Reuven. So then in such a case, Reuven, of course, will not be able to do Yibum with his own daughter, Sarah. However, not only is that so, says our Mishnah, Potros Tzara Sehen. A Tzara, which we will explain in a moment, is also exempt. The word Tzara means two wives that are married to one man. The reason why they're called a Tzara is because generally these women fight with each other. The Pasuk in Shmuel says, V'chi asata tzarasa. And that comes from the Lashon in Esther of Tsar V'oyev. So the Lashon of an enemy. So they are referred to as Tsaros. So once again, looking at diagram Vav, excuse me, even easier, take a look at diagram Dalid. So in the case in which Sarah is the daughter of Reuven and Shimon the deceased wife, so then in such a case, Reuven cannot do Yibum with Sarah, but he also does not do Yibum with Rivka. And the reason he doesn't do Yibum with Rivka is because she is the Tzara of Sarah. And we're going to see that the Gemara is going to learn out that the 15 women who you don't do Yibum with also exempt their Tzara from both Yibum and from Chalitza. Let's see a description of these 15 women. V'eluhain, these are them. Bito, one's daughter. Bas Bito, one's granddaughter. Ubas Bino, and the daughter of one's son. Bas Ishto, the daughter of one's wife. Even if she is a daughter of one's wife from a previous marriage, nevertheless, the halacha is that the daughter of Reuven's wife is going to be an Isser Erva for him. And the halacha indicates that he cannot do Yibum with her, and her any other tzara will also be exempt from Yibum as well. Continuing with that line of thinking, what happens Ubas Bina? Bas Bina being the daughter of one's wife's son, in other words, one's wife's granddaughter, that was married to Shimon. Reuven's wife's granddaughter was married to Shimon. So since there is an Isser on one's wife's children and their descendants, so then the halacha is one cannot do Yibum with that woman, as well as exempting the Tzara. Ubas Bita, and the one's wife's granddaughter from her daughter. Chamoso, one's mother-in-law. In other words, a case in which Reuven's mother-in-law was married to Shimon. He cannot do Yibum with her. Ve'em chamoso. And not only one's mother-in-law, but if the mother of one's mother-in-law was married to Shimon. Ve'em chamov. And the mother of one's father-in-law, Shimon was married to Reuven's father-in-law's mother. Achoso me'imo. If Shimon was married to Reuven's sister from his mother. Here we will go to Rashi's description of that on the second to last narrow line. Bli Neder will go back to the other Rashi's as well. Achoso me'imo shenises la'achiv me'aviv. In a case in which Shimon was Reuven's brother from one's father. In other words, Reuven has a problem that Shimon did not. Shimon married Reuven's sister. How could that possibly be if Reuven and Shimon were brothers? Because Reuven was Shimon's brother from the father, and his wife was not his sister from his mother or his father, but Reuven and Shimon's father remarried, and he had two children. One was Reuven, and the other was to become Shimon's wife. So then in such a case, Reuven cannot do Yibum with his sister. Va'achos imo, continues Rashi, v'chein achos imo, also one sister's from one's mother. Shenasa achiv me'aviv. So in a case in where Shimon's wife was one sister from one's mother, so then in such a case, there is no Yibum. However, the reason that there is no Yibum over here, adds Rashi, is for another reason. She'ein chiyuv Yibum ela ba'achiv min ha'aviv. The only time that there is a chiyuv of Yibum is one's brother from one's father. D'chsiv kiyeshu achim yachtav. Because when two brothers are sitting together. So Rashi points out that we discuss over here only a brother from one's father. We never discuss, points out Rashi, a brother from one's mother. So this is an added point that Rashi makes. And we darshin v'yalfinan ach v'achvam b'bnei Yaakov. Ma lahala min ha'av, afal b'she'em min ha'em. So too over here, points out Rashi, even though in the case of Achos Omeimo and Achos Imo, both of those instances are where Shimon, the Nifter, was a brother from the father to Reuven. However, if they weren't, then they would be exempt. Continues the Mishnah on the last line, Vachos Ishto, and the sister of one's wife, which is also an iser of erva. So again, if Shimon is married to Reuven's wife's sister, so then in such a case Reuven would not do yibum. Ve'eshes achiv me'imo. Similarly, this is a case that has three brothers. In diagram Chaf Aleph, they are Reuven, Shimon, and Yitzchak. Yitzchak is not a brother to Shimon, but he is a brother from his mother, from Rachel to Reuven, as you see in the diagram. And let's take a look at the Rashi. Ve'eshes achim me'imo, shemes, that the woman died, v'nasa achiv me'aviv, shayse nachris etzla. Yitzchak, who was Reuven's brother from his mother, had passed away, and Shimon, Reuven's brother from his father, married Yitzchak's wife, Shaisa Nachris Etzla, because she was a foreigner to him. Umeis below banim, and then Rivka dies without any children. V'nafla lefnei yavam zeh liyibum, and she fell to Reuven for Yibum, Asuraloi. So then in such a case, she's prohibited to Reuven. Lefi shehayse eshes achiv meimo, because she was originally the wife of Yitzchak Tchila in the beginning. Vasuralo alamis, and she's prohibited to that, he is prohibited to that relation, she is prohibited to him. Rivka, that is, the original wife of Reuven's brother from his mother, d'chsiv ervas eshes achicha, v'darshinam b'perek habali vimto dafnun hei, achicha bein min ha'em, bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em, that the erva of one's brother's wife applies whether the brother comes from one's father or one's mother, his wife is asur to him. So our Mishnah is in the middle of giving us the 15 Nashim who are exempted from Yibum and exempt their Tzara. Rashi just tells us, let's now do the rest of the Rashis of the Yamud. Chamesh Asrei Nashim Potro Sarsen Kiditani Seifa Shem Hoysa Achas Me'en Nesua La'achiv V'lo Isha Acheres Umeis B'lo Vanim Shteim Turas. Rashi is just pointing out that our Mishnah didn't tell us the case of Yibum over here, and that is that if one of these Arayos are married to one's brother, so then in such a case, then she is exempt as well as the tzara. V'tayma yalef b'gemara, the Gemara will tell us the reason why the tzara is exempt. V'tzaros tzaros sehen, and that doesn't only apply to the tzara itself, but any other tzara as well. And b'masnisa mefarish, Rashi tells us, don't worry about the definition of that now. Tzaros tzaros sehen, we'll get to that later on. We spoke about Chamoso, that one's mother-in-law, Shemez Baila, that her husband died, Vinasa Achiv, and then, so Reuven's mother-in-law then married his brother Shimon, Umeis Belovanim, and Shimon dies without any children after being married to Reuven's mother-in-law. In such a case, then, there is an exemption of Yibum and Chalitza. Ve'im Chamoso ve'im Chamav, one's mother-in-law as well as one the mother of one's father-in-law and mother-in-law. Shtein Asuris lo, says Rashi, Mishum Erva. Both of them are considered Erva. Kichsiv Ervas Isha Ubita lo segala espas benov espas bita. V'yesh b'chlal ze chamoso ve'im chamav. And Chazal squeeze out of that pasuk the mother-in-laws as well. Kin mefarish be'elu heina nisrafim, like the Gemara spells out in Sanhedrin. Ubito dahacha bebito me'anusa kamai. Rashi adds that what we're talking about is not only one's wife's daughter, but also a case of one's, if a man raped a woman, if Reuven raped a woman, and that woman had a daughter, that's also an erva to him. V'chein bas bito bas beno. And that when in our Mishnah said one's daughter's daughter, it was also coming from a daughter of an anusa. Why does Rashi explain our Mishnah that way? D'ilu bito me'ishto, because if it was the daughter from one's wife, hainu bas ishto, that's already included in the daughter of one's wife. In other words, one's granddaughter, we don't need a separate case of erva. Once we know that one's daughter from one's wife is also the granddaughter as well. So what's the case of bas bina or bas bito? The case is a bas bina or bas bito from one's anusa. D'chsev isha vita, lo shna mimenu, lo shna mi'isha acher. Avol bita me'anusa, so lo yalfile mehacha. But the source from one's daughter, we don't learn out from Isha Uvita in Vayikra Yudches, but rather Lo Yalfim L'Mahacha D'Isha Al Yidei Kedushin Mashma. It only refers to a wife through Kedushin and not through the case of a woman that a man raped. Mashma Shu Isha. So Mikra Achrin Nafki the Farish Gemara. The Gemara later on is going to learn out Bito Me'anu Sasso. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Turn the Amud to Beis on the Beis. This is a very important and interesting case, which is going to be a very important siur, a very important case in our Masechta. This is also a woman who will, if she's married to Shimon, will exempt Reuven from Yibum, or exempt from Yibum and Chalitza as well as the Tzara. What is the case of the wife of one's brother when he wasn't in the world? Let's take a look at Rashi. Kigam. Reuven shemeis below vonim, v'nolad lo ach la'achar misa. Here we're talking about a case in which Shimon wasn't even born. Well, let's call him Levi, as Rashi will call him. And Levi wasn't even born at the time that Reuven had passed away. Reuven has parents, Yaakov and, say, Rachel, or Leah, Yaakov and Leah. And what happened was, is Reuven and Shimon both were in existence, but Levi was not in existence, and actually Levi was born so late in Yaakov and Leah's life that it was actually after Reuven had died without children. V'amad Shimon, and then Shimon went, and he did, there was a third brother, Shimon, v'yibay mishto, and he did yibum with the wife of Reuven, v'lo isha acheres, and he also had another wife. Umeis below vanim, and both of the wives of Shimon now fall for Yibum. V'naflu shteyan lefnei Levi, and both of them fall in front of Levi. Shteyan pturas, both of them are exempt. L'fisha eishes Reuven sheniseis l'Shimon asura l'Levi, because the wife of Reuven who had died before Levi was born is asur to Levi, because there's no mitzvah of Yibum for him. V'anush karas aleha, and the punishment if they live together would be kares. Lefishes eishes ach bikares kishar raisha biparsha. Dechsev bichulu ki kol ashiyasa michal tovas eilu v'nichrisu. Any other eishes ach that's not a mitzvah yivim is punishable by kares. U'makom mitzvah yivim kishameis below vanim shay rachman. And only where there's a mitzvah yivim. Ve'eishes achim shalal yibayalamo. But since Levi wasn't alive when Reuven's wife died, Shemes Kon Le Daso, Lo Shari Le, then he's not going to be permissible. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, the mitzvah of Yibum is, Ki Yesh V'achim Yachtov, Shehoyslam Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam, V'hilkach, Mishemes Reuven Nesra Levi Iser Olam, so the Iser will remain forever, Ki Yesh Esach Sheyesh Labanim. V'afilu Achshav Shenafla Lefanav, Mikach Nisui Echav Shimon, Shaya Ba'olam Asur Lo Beshvil Reuven, U'kishem Sheyasur Lo Kach Tzarasa Esha Shimon, Ha'cheres Asura. So too, not only is the wife of Shimon, who was originally Reuven's wife, Aser to Levi, but also her Tzara as well. Kach Tzaras Esha Shimon Ha'cheres Asura. D'yalfinon L'kaman. This is a very important source. Al kol arayos ha'omdos alav b'kares. Any arayos that's punishable by kares that falls in front of Reuven, who wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum, Shenafel fun of Yibum, in Saroseyan, Shesteyim Pturos, not only is the wife who's the Isser Kares, but the Tzarva is also exempt, V'imna's son, Anish Kares. And if he does marry her, that's punishable Kares, Shemacher, Shepatron HaKasav, Omdos Lov, B'Isser Eishes Ach, Sheesh Lo Banim. Once the Torah prohibits, then it's considered as if you're marrying one's brother's wife that has children. So that's the case of Eishes Ach Shalhoye Ba'olamo. Vikalaso, as well as if Reuven has a daughter-in-law that was married to his brother Shimon that passed away without children, so then as well she is an erva. And Rashi adds in Dibra Maschel Vikalaso, Shemes Bino, his son had passed away. Vinosa Achiv Kalaso, the only time Rashi claims this case would take place is, of course, if Reuven's son passed away, because otherwise she can't be married to two men. So the son passed away and then got married to Shimon, and then Shimon passes away. So now the shaila is whether he does Yibum on his former daughter-in-law, Asur lo la'olam v'afilu achar misas b'no, even after his son is no longer around, nevertheless, the Isser Kalaso remains. Back into the Mishnah on the end of the top line, Bezim and Bez, Harayelu Poitra Sarasem and Sarasem in Hachalitza Mina Yibum Atzofa Olam. So, once you have an Erva in this picture, then the Tzara is going to be exempt, and even a Tzara's Tzara. Our Mishnah will explain later on a Tzara Tzara. Now, we need to emphasize that this is both min ha-chalitza and min ha-yibu, that once there is an iser erva, then there is no mitzvah of chalitza either. We're going to have later on in our Mishnayos instances where, because there is surei d'rabbanan, you can't do yibum, but you still do chalitza. In our case, once it's an erva d'oraisa, then you don't do neither yibum nor chalitza. V'chulan continues the Mishnah three lines from the top. Imeso, in a case where the erva, where Reuven's erva dies before Shimon dies, o miano, or the erva underwent miun. Miun means where the marriage was annulled. We will see in Rashi what exactly that case is. When the marriage was annulled between Shimon and that erva, o nizgarsho, or Shimon had divorced that wife, Oshinimtsu Islandis, or it turns out that the marriage wasn't the marriage because she was not a full halachic woman, because she turned out to be an islandess who does not have full feminine features. So then in such a case, if Reuven was married to two women, one of which was an erva who had passed away, or had undergone miun, or undergone gerushin, or had turned out to be an islandess, and then was married to another woman who was the tzara. So let's now do the names that we have in diagram Chav Dalid in the Masifta Oz Vahadar, and that is that Reuven was married to Sarah and Rivka. Sarah was an erva to Shimon, but let's say Reuven had divorced Sarah, so then in such a case, when he's only married to Rivka and then passes away without children, so then Tzaros Sein Mutaros, then Reuven could do Yibum with Rivka. V'yata Yochalomer, and that certainly applies, B'chamoso, B'eim Chamoso, B'eim Chamov, Shnimtzu Islandis, O Shemiano. And this rule would not apply, of course, says the Mishnah, in regards to one's mother-in-law becoming an islandess. In other words, that cannot happen, says the Mishnah. A mother-in-law indicates that she had children. An islandess will never have children. Or the case of Miano, that would also not happen with one's in-laws. And the reason that cannot happen is because Miun is an annulment by a Ktana, who normally does not have children. That the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says. So this line in the Mishnah is a parenthetical line, where the Mishnah says that this above rule of Ailosein or Miano making the other wife, making Rivka Mutter to Reuven, that only does not apply. That case would not appear in the case of Chamoso Im Chamoso, because those instances of islandess or Miano is where the woman didn't have children, where the Erva didn't have children. And of course, with one's mother-in-law, or the mother of one's father-in-law, that she obviously had children. Now, Rashi tells us the case of Miun. So let's take a look at Rashi, Dibar Maschul V'chulan Shemesu, where Rashi says in the second line, V'heicha Mishkachas Lo Miun Bebito. How would you have a case of Miun with one's daughter? V'arei Hu Kayim. V'ein Miun Ela B'yasoma. Rashi asks a question that you can't have Miun Min HaTorah, it only exists when the father is not alive, where an annulment of the marriage can take place. However, if the father marries her off, then the Kedushin is valid Min HaTorah, and there is no Miun. So Rashi asks a question, how do you have that? And Rashi answers, Mishkachas lo, you will have a case, Kigon Sheavia, Hisiyah lo Le'echad, that the father married her off to somebody, Viniz Garsha, and then she got divorced, Kishi Iktana, when she was a ktana, v'shuv ein lo avir rishus, but now she goes out of the father's rishus, and then v'holcha v'niseis l'achid bo de ktana, v'yatza b'miyun, and then she could go out b'miyun if she married herself off, because the only time there's kedushin d'oraisa by a ktana is in a case of where the father actually married her off. As she points out that this is a case called yisoma b'chaye ha'av. Okay, that Rashi was dealing with a technicality. Let's continue on with a new topic in our Mishnah, new in the sense that our Mishnah is going to elaborate on something that was vague above. Seven lines in to Beis on the Beis. Ketzat Potros Tsarosen. How do we have a case in which the Erva exempts the Tsara? The first, the Mishnah goes to a more obvious case and then goes to a more difficult case. Ketzat Potros Tsarosen. If one's daughter was married to Reuven, Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter, so then, achas mikol arayos elu nusuas la'achiv, if these arayos are married to Shimon, Reuven's brother, v'lo isha acheres, but Reuven also has the opportunity to do Yibum with another wife because Shimon had another wife, a second wife, Umes, and then Shimon dies, Kishem Shebito Ptura, just like the daughter who was married to Shimon, Reuven's daughter, cannot do Yibum, Kach Tzarasa Ptura, so too, the Tzara is going to be exempt, and that Rashi at the beginning of our Masechta told us we're going to learn on tomorrow's Daf, on Gimel Amud Beis. Now we're going to get to the more complicated case of exempting the Tsaras Tsarasa. So we put a period right before Holcha, a period or a comma. Holcha Tsaras Bito. What happens now if the Tsara of one's daughter, in other words, Reuven's daughter was married to Shimon. She had a tzara, which means that Shimon was married to another woman, let us call her Rivka. And then Rivka goes, v'naseis la'achav hasheni, and she goes and she marries a third brother, Levi. V'lo isha acheres, and Levi has another wife, let us call her Rachel. So now Rivka, who was once the tzara of Sarah, is now also the tzara of Rachel, and Rivka really could fall to Reuven
for Yibum from two different directions. Umeis, and then Levi died. And this we could see in diagram Lamed. Kishem Shetzarasa Bita, Shetzaras Bita Ptura. So just like the halacha is that Rivka is exempt from Yibum because she was the tzara of Shimon's daughter, which was Reuven's daughter. She was the tzara of Reuven's daughter. And for that reason, Reuven could not do Yibum with Rivka when Shimon died. So too, if this tzara goes and marries Leah, Kishem Shetzaras Bito Ptura, Kach Tzaras Tzarasa Ptura, then so too, he cannot marry Levi's wife. He can't do Yibum with Levi's wife, Rachel, because Rachel had a tzara of Rivka. Her tzara was Rivka, because Levi married Rivka after Shimon had passed away. So the halacha is, Kishem Shetzaras Bito Ptura, Kach Tzaras Tzarasa Ptura Filu Heimea. And this could go on forever. If there are 100 brothers, so then, in such a case, then the Tzaras Tzara will also be exempt from Yibum with Reuve. Now, Rashi gives us a couple of explanations over here, so let's go inside to Rashi. Rashi, let's take a look at 5 lines in, Kishem Shebito Ptura, 5 lines into the wide, Sharei Asurilo. Just like the daughter is exempt from Yibum because Reuven cannot marry his daughter even if she was married to Shimon who passed away without children. Ve'ein shem ach Elohu. And there wasn't Sham, ein shem ach, there wasn't a brother except for Reuven to do Yibum. Kach tzarasa ptura, so too, the tzara is also going to be exempt. Kidyalth the Gemara, like the Gemara will learn out on Daf Gimel. Now, we said, the case of Tzaras Tzaraseim being Ptura as well. Halcha Tzaras Bita. So what happens if the Tzara of the Erva, in other words, Shimon's second wife, goes and marries another brother, V'nissas L'Achav Hashem. Now, Rashi is bothered by Akasha. How could the wife, after Shimon passes away, go and marry Levi? There was another brother, Shishtehen Mutaroslo, that both of the wives were permissible to, despite the fact that Reuven cannot marry Shimon's wives, both the Erva as well as the Tzara, but Levi can do Yibum with Shimon's wives. So then in such a case, if Levi did Yibum with, let's say in this case, Rivka, the Tzara, so then in such a case, continues Rashi, Sharei Eishkan Mitzvah Sibum, Umisya Bemes Ha'achas, Vashniya Ptura. Once one Yibum is done with Rivka, then the next wife, there is no mitzvah. The Chsiv is Bas Achiv, Bayis Es Beis Achiv, Bayis Echadu Bo Nevoloshtaim. So you do Yibum with only one of Reuven's wives. And if Levi did Yibum with the Tzara of Reuven's daughter, in other words, Rivka, velo isha acheres, and then Levi has another wife, in diagram Lamed, that is Rachel, umeis belovanim, v'chazru v'nafu lefanav, and if she dies without children, then in such a case, if they fall, if Rachel falls in front of Reuven, still, since it is the tzara of a tzara, because Rivka, who was originally the tzara of the erva of Reuven, now has another tzara, so the tzara could exempt another tzara. And the same would happen if, that's what the Mishnah says, afilu hein meya, kach tzara sarasa ptura afilu hein meya, if then Rachel went along and married another brother, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, went and married Yehuda, so then in such a case, the same cycle would continue. Continues the mission, we put a period after afilu hein meya. Ketzad, imesu tzarasein mutaros, what is a case in which we learned that if they die, if the erva dies, the tzara is mutter. So, haisa bito achas mikol arayas ho elu nisuos la'achiv, if one of Reuven's arayos, his daughter, or any other of the arayos are married to Shimon,
V'lo isha acheres. And Shimon has another wife. Mesa bita nizgarsha. And then the erva of Reuven, his daughter or any of the other arayos, die or they got divorced. V'achakach meis achiv. And then Shimon dies. Tsarasa muteres. So then in such a case, the tsara is going to be permissible. In other words, there is a mitzvah of Yibum for Reuven to do Yibum with the other wife of Shimon because the Erva is no longer a wife, alive. According to Rashi's explanation, Sarasa Muteres, Rashi writes, Lis Yavemes, Lis Yavimlo, why? Shari Besha Zikas Yibum Eina Tsarasa. At the moment in which the Chi of Yibum began, when Shimon passed away, then the wife of Shimon, the only wife that's still alive, was not a tzara to an erva because that erva had already died or had been divorced. Concludes the Mishnah, v'chol ha'yichol l'moyin v'lo miyana, and in a case of where miyun could have been done. In other words, the erva was a ktana. So let's spell out that case. In a case in which Reuven has a daughter who was a ktana that was married to Shimon, and miun was not done, sarasa choletzes velo misyavemes. So then in such a case, the tzara would do chalitza and not yibum, because this zika is only midrabanan, because the kedushin was a kedushin midrabanan. Marrying a ktana off is only a instance of kedushin midrabanan when the father does not marry the daughter off, and since it's Kedusha Midrabanan, so it's not a full ptur of Erva onto the Tzara. In other words, Shimon's second wife doesn't have a full halachic Tzara because that second wife was only a Ktana, so then you're stuck. This is a case of where there's only a Chiyuv Yibum. On the one hand, Minatora, there should be a Chiyuv Yibum. On the other hand, Midrabanan, there's a marriage with the Erva Ktana, so then in such a case, it's Choletzes v'lo misyavemes. Baruch Hashem, we've got through the Mishnah. Let's, Be'ezer Hashem, begin the Gemara. Says the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom. Michti, kulu me'achos isha yalfina. We're going to see that all of the arayos that they're exempt from Yibum, we learn out from a pasuk that talks about the erva of one's wife's sister. So then asks the Gemara, Lisni achos isha bereisha. So why is it that when we list the 15 cases of the arayos, we don't mention the mother of all arayos? And the mother of all arayos vis-a-vis Yibum is the pasuk by achos isha. V'isha l'achos alo sikach l'tzrar l'galos ervasa le b'chayeha. It would be appropriate to open up that pasuk, v'yikro yudches yudches, that we're going to see that when the Torah describes the Isser of marrying one's wife's sister, so there the Torah uses the expression litzror, lo sikach litzror. And we're going to see that Chazal understand that as a reference to Yibum. So why isn't it that the mother of all arayos is not mentioned first? Says the Gemara, v'chi tema, tani chumri chumri nakit, if you're going to tell me that it's going to go according to the order of the most stringent averos. And when it comes to achos isha, there the punishment is skila. And therefore, v'Rebbe Shimon, we're going to following the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, damar sreifa chamur, who says that sreifa is more chamur. So that's why we learn bito first, because the punishment of bito is sreifa. Rashi spells out 6 lines from the bottom. Ulachitani resha bito bas bito kulu ad em chamov. All those are punishable by sreifa, and that's why it's mentioned first. Iachi, if now that would be so, lisni chamosa beresha. Then you should mention one's mother-in-law first. The ikar sreifa bechamosa ksiva, because that's where it the punishment is explicit. That you get sreifa, says Rashi, because the pasuk says v'yichra chaf ish ashiyikach is isha ves ima zimahi ba'esh yisrofu. So there we see explicitly you get sreifa. So if you're going to say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says sreifa is more chomer, Rashi spells out above that that we have a big machlokis in Sanhedrin mem tesam abeis. What is more chomer, sreifa or skila? And now we'll suggest that the reason why we don't have a chos isha first is because we're following Rabbi Shimon says sreifa is chamor. That would be so that chamosa should come first. But oh, then another question: basar chamosa listeni kalaso. We have kalaso all the way at the end of the list, and one's daughter-in-law is also by sreifa. The basar sreifa, excuse me, kalaso is also punishable by skila. The basar sreifa skila chamor. After sreifa comes skila. And all the other arayos are punishable by kares. We might have misspoken earlier. I might have misspoken and said skila. So that was not correct. All the other arayos are by kares. So we have two questions. If we're going to say that we choose not to mention achos isho first, because we want to mention things that are punishable by sreifa, as opposed to those arayas which are just kares, that if that would be so, then number one, chamosa should be mentioned first, even though bito and bas bito are also punishable by sreifa. If that would be so, then chamosa should be mentioned first, because that is the source. That's where the pasuk says it expressly in Vayikra Chaf. And question number two is that if we're going to go from the degree of severity according to Rabbi Shimon, and that means start first with sreifa, and then the next in the severity would be skila, then kal also should be the next case after all the sreifa cases. And we don't. We mention all the other arayos, which are kares. Ella, what's the reason that we have bito first? Bito kima da asa midrasha chavivale. Since bito is learned out from a drasha, it's not explicitly mentioned in the Torah that it's prohibited to marry one's daughter. So then, in such a case, that is the dearest of the drashas. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will see the drasha of Bito. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Meseches Yevamos. As you notice, we will be focusing on the Gemara and Rashi. Be'ezer Hashem, in the halacha component of the Masechta, we will also bring up an interesting sugya that emerges according to the Balei Tosas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Beis Baruch Hashem Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu Lazman Hazeh, that we are learning in Artzeinu HaKdosha, the Daf Yomi, beginning Seder Noshen Yevamos Daf Beis.